In today's episode, I really want you to know you're not alone when you get overwhelmed by a big life transition. This episode is all about how to get through those big transitions in general, and I want to share with you a couple of mine that are going on.
I'm Cameron. I spent years building my career and creating a life I loved. And when my Prince Charming finally showed up, he had 4 kids in tow. Fast forward through lots of mistakes made and lessons learned, stepfamily life was much more complicated than I realized. If you're looking for help with blended family life, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Stepmom Diaries, where we keep it real as we dish about all the things. This is your weekly dose of blended family inspiration and encouragement. You're not the wicked stepmother, so let me help you find your fairy tale ending. Come on, let's do this.
There, it is back to school time and generally a time for new beginnings. And that's kind of the theme of this episode. Over the summer, I did a ton of interviews on the podcast, which I truly love doing. I always find it so interesting to chat with other experts and stepmoms about all the issues we face because, you know, there are a lot, right? But it's been a while since I've chatted with you, just me. And given all that has been going on in my life recently with a career change and taking my stepdaughter to college, I thought it would be an interesting discussion to talk a little bit about life transitions because, yes, I've had a few this summer, but we all have life transitions happen, right, on the regular, whether your child is going to middle school from elementary school or from kindergarten to elementary school or, you know, you're changing up custody or whatever it is. There are life transitions constantly, and handling them in a stepfamily can be really tricky. So I thought sharing a little bit about mine and how I have handled it might be helpful for you. So one of the biggest life transitions that happened recently is that we took my stepdaughter to college. And any of you that have been through this know that this is just a crazy time of life for everyone, right? Because we have a complicated relationship with a couple of her siblings, she's likely to be the only one of my stepkids that I'll actually be a part of her college experience. And we had a ton of milestones this past year leading up to it. You know, Craig and I helped her with her college applications last fall. We had, you know, graduation photos and parties, and then the actual milestone of graduation. But the one that really challenged me was moving her to college. It was a lot harder emotionally than I thought it was going to be, which really surprised me. It brought up all kinds of stepmom insecurities. And again, I just wasn't really expecting it. You know, would we stay as close when she was at school? Did she even want this relationship, or was she just going along because I'm dad's wife? I'm telling you, I went to some dark places during all this. And then, you know, when she said goodbye to us when we were dropping her off and she didn't cry or seem really that emotional, my mind went to these dark places because I knew how hard her other goodbyes had been. And I assumed that she wasn't sad to say goodbye to us or to me, really. I, of course, on the other hand, let's just say there were lots of tears. I'm a crier. I cry at commercials. I cry at movies. I did try not to let her see me cry, but I am a crier, and I bawled once we left her. I adore this child. I love spending time with her. I've loved watching the woman she's become, and I knew how much I would miss her, and it made me so sad. And of course, you know, when I didn't necessarily see that same emotion from her, it made me kind of start to doubt things. It sent me a little bit down the rabbit hole. And especially when we didn't hear that much from her during her first week there, when it was hard to get a response to texts and calls, not going to lie, I might have spiraled a little bit, right? And to be clear, the drop-off went overall fine. You know, we got her room together and did all the things, but it was no picnic in terms of reinforcing that less than feeling that, you know, stepmoms can often have, right? During our time there, there was someone in the lobby that was handing out buttons that had the name of the dorm with the word mom on them, you know, dorm mom. for the moms to wear during Parents Weekend. And the woman handed one to me, assuming that I was mom. And of course, my first thought was, should I take this? I'm not actually a mom. I don't really know how to handle this. And then I started thinking about what was Parents Weekend going to look like, both for the school and, you know, for the sorority. Obviously, you know, my husband will be included for Dad's weekend and his ex-wife will be included for Mom's weekend. But where did that leave me? I knew I had done every bit as much as both of them to get her here. I mean, I stayed up until all hours helping review college applications and essays and all of that good stuff. I agonized with her over, you know, rush outfits and, you know, room decor and picking things out. And it didn't feel good in that moment to be reminded by a button, yes, by a button, that I'm not actually her parent and that I'm not viewed the same way. Again, yes, a button sent me down this spiral, right? And yes, I am a stepfamily expert. I understand all of these dynamics. I know that I'm not less than. I know that I have a different relationship with her. But I want you to know that I'm also human. And I have to coach myself sometimes, just like I coach my clients. And yes, sometimes my husband Craig has to coach me too. But I want you to understand, when you're going through life transitions like this or anything else, or a difficult situation with your stepkids, what you're feeling, those little insecurities, the little, you know, hey, you're less than, hey, you're not enough, those feelings are normal. It's okay for you to feel a little left out. It's okay for you to feel less than, or whatever it is that you're feeling. Before you can do anything about it, you need to accept that you're having those feelings, and then you need to dig deeper to understand them, and maybe to challenge them, and then to move on. I do teach my students and my clients how to do this. I've got a course and I'm going to open up a really awesome program this fall that's going to go even deeper. If you're following me on Instagram and Facebook and all that, you'll get the information. But, you know, in this particular situation, how did I get myself out of these feelings? How did I make myself understand that I'm not less than? And that this particular experience of taking her to college didn't have to reinforce all of my stepmom's insecurities, all of my kind of negative self-talk. Well, if I'm being honest, I'm still working through all of it. Life transitions, especially like taking a child to college, it's not a quick fix situation, right? It's a transition. It is not an open and shut door. But I started working through this by talking with my husband to say the feelings out loud, to give them a name. It helped me start to acknowledge them, to say to Craig, hey, I'm feeling a little crappy about all this. You know, I know this is an exciting time for her and I don't want to rain on her parade, but I'm feeling a little crappy. Acknowledging them, understanding that these feelings exist and that they're real, it gives you permission to feel them and to know that feeling them is okay. You don't have to feel ashamed for being less than excited about this transition or, you know, having some feelings about getting that damn button from the woman in the lobby, right? And the next thing I did, and that I'm still doing as I work through this, is I'm trying to think about things from my stepdaughter's perspective. What is she going through in these moments? What is she thinking? Am I ascribing emotions to her that may not even exist? And what is my relationship with her actually? What should it be? You know, it's a crazy time of life for kids when they're going off to college. And one of the things that I am trying to remember, and I think this is true for kids in high school and under, I mean, when you're a child and when you're not a fully baked adult, and remember, the brain doesn't fully develop until you're 26. It's, you know, especially in your teen years, and I would say even going into college, it's a very self-centered time of life. And I don't mean that in a pejorative way. I mean, you're thinking about yourself. You're thinking about You know, what is your future going to look like as you make these decisions that feel huge about what college you're going to go to or what sorority you're going to join or what dorm you're going to live in or whatever? It feels like every decision is huge and you're really wrapped up in what all of this is going to mean for your life. You're not necessarily considering other people's feelings or thinking about, you know, other people as you're going through things. And I don't mean to say that all kids are callous. That's definitely not what I mean. But it's completely natural for kids to get wrapped up enough in what they're doing that they don't always see if things are impacting you, right? So thinking about things from their perspective, that'll also give you a little bit of empathy, right? If you're thinking about it from their perspective, you might just realize that it's not about you after all, you know? And then thinking about what your relationship is actually. And what should it be? I mean, that's easy for me. I know the answer to that. I know that she is so special to me. And I think I'm special to her too. And I do know that my relationship with her doesn't look like her relationship with her mom or with her dad. And it shouldn't, because I'm not her parent. I'm her stepmom. It's totally different. And I had to coach myself a little bit on this. Something that I always tell my clients is a conversation that you can have with your stepchild at any point in the journey is, hey, look, I'm not your mom or dad. We can have a different relationship and we get to determine what that looks like. And you know what? My stepdaughter and I have walked that walk and we do have a different relationship. Thinking about, you know, things from her perspective, she might also be uncertain about how our relationship will evolve now that she's away at school and how her relationship with her parents will evolve. She might be a little nervous about all that. She's got a ton going on. And at the end of the day, you have to remember that it's okay for her to focus on being a kid. It's okay for her to focus on the moment and enjoy things. So what I realized as I thought through all of this is that what I really needed to do, instead of jumping headfirst into the rabbit hole, I needed to take a step back. I needed to pause. And I don't mean pause my emotions, but pause my reactions. I needed to not jump to conclusions. What I needed to do was give our relationship the space and the time to evolve. I always tell my clients that kids are only kids for 18 years. And at the end of the day, that is not that long. You spend a lot more time in your life as an adult than you do as a child. And my stepdaughter's now on the cusp of that. And our relationship will evolve as she evolves and grows, as we all do, right? Now, does this mean I'm not going to get sad again about our relationship changing? Does it mean that I won't feel less than because there's not a button that says dorm stepmom? And there's not a stepmom's weekend that I can celebrate and be there as a parent? Of course not. Of course not. Like I said, I'm a crier and I have lots of emotions about all kinds of things. And all of those feelings, they're all part of being a stepmom. And yeah, sometimes they're kind of a sucky part of being a stepmom. But what we have to do is look them in the eye and work through them, these feelings. Chances are I'm going to have to work through all this again and again and again. But what I do know is that I can do it. I know my feelings are normal. I know my feelings are valid and that I have the tools to address them and move through them in a way that benefits my relationship with my stepdaughter, my relationship with my husband, and my relationship with our family. And that's a lot of emotions for the first 15 minutes of a podcast. That's a lot. But I wanted to talk to you about it because we're all going through these transitions and it's all hard. Transitions are really difficult. But if you can acknowledge your feelings, if you can put a name on them, figure out what it is you're feeling, and then get into the why and the how and think about moving through it by empathizing and understanding where other people are coming from, it's a huge, huge skill. And it'll make you much happier. It'll put you in a much better place with your family and with yourself. It'll leave you with a sense of calm rather than sort of that pit in your stomach. So I want to talk to you today also about another life change that I'm going through. No, I don't mean the change. I'm not there yet. This one is around my career. I haven't talked about that much here because I have kept my day job pretty separated from my work with stepmoms. And you may be thinking, gosh, I didn't even know that you had a day job. That's because I don't talk about it much here. But all of that is changing. And I want to share it with you because I want you to be along for the ride. And I want to be very open about all this. So if you aren't familiar with my journey, for the past 23 years, I have worked in politics. After law school, I went and worked on Capitol Hill for 5 years, and then I moved into the private sector to spend 17 years as a lobbyist. I have worked for two of the world's largest movie studios during that time, and it has been an exhilarating career. It's been fast-paced. It's been fun. I've written legislation that has become law. I've worked with leaders at the literal highest levels of our country. I've helped CEOs make business decisions with far-reaching consequences. And yes, working for movie studios, I have had some pretty awesome celebrity meetings too. I've gotten a hobnob with The Rock and Bradley Cooper and Willie Nelson, and my list goes on and on. I really have some unbelievable stories about all the interactions I've had. It's been great. And by the time this episode airs, I will have retired from that career. It was a really big decision, and it's an even bigger life transition for me. But my heart has felt called to do this for quite a while. And no, I am not completely retiring. I'm too young for that. But as my stepmom work has grown, as I've seen the impact of the work I've been doing with stepmoms like you, I have felt a real pull to do more of it. I've seen firsthand how much stepmoms need what it is that I'm doing and what I'm building, both with this podcast and in my business, and with what I'm building with Beth McDonough through the Step Family Magazine and Stepmom Summit. It's work that's really making a difference. It's helping people. And at the end of the day, isn't that what we're called to do? And yes, let's be honest. Politics is pretty terrible right now. Many of the members of Congress that I've known personally for years have retired because things have gotten so toxic and negative. And a lot of the ones that are left still on the Hill, still in the government, have bought into the toxic culture that has evolved. I won't get into a political discussion, but it is a different world than it was when I started on Capitol Hill back in 2000. Back then, it was right before the 2000 election. And after the election came the Bush v. Gore Supreme Court decision and the election dispute. And boy, we thought it was the complete end of civility. And now that just seems cute in comparison to what's going on today. It's really been disheartening and quite frankly, sad. I have worked with truly some of the brightest minds in the world on issues that I will always find fascinating, and I feel like I will always keep up on. And I truly love many of the people that I've worked with, and hopefully I'll stay in touch with most of them, although time will tell. But I've always been one to listen to my gut in my career. When I graduated from law school, all my friends went to work at six-figure paying law firms. I instead went to the Hill, where my first salary was $33,000. All my friends thought I was absolutely crazy, but my gut had told me it was the right thing to do. And it was. I loved my time on the Hill. And when the opportunity came for me to leave the Hill and work for Time Warner, I listened to my gut again, and I spent 13 years there until they were bought by AT&T, and then I went on to run federal affairs for Sony Pictures. I've had a great career, truly. But I have to tell you, I am even more excited for this next chapter. You're going to start to see more of me. I'm going to put out more content, more tools, more resources, more coaching, more courses, more of everything. And I really hope you'll join me at every step. I want to be there for stepmoms. I feel so strongly that your job, our job, because I'm a stepmom too, is truly one of the hardest out there. We have one of the hardest roles in a blended family. And I think stepmoms out there need help. We need understanding. We need empathy. We need resources. And so that's why I'm doing this. I really hope you'll join me, and I appreciate you listening today. If you enjoyed this episode, I hope you'll go to iTunes and give me a quick review. It'll take just a second, and it'll help other stepmoms like you find me. Thanks so much. Until next time.
That's it for this week. If you've enjoyed our chat, I hope you'll help spread the word. Share this episode with friends and head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts and leave me a review. And don't forget, for more great stepmom content, head on over to thiscustomlife.com and follow me on social media. Just search This Custom Life on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest. Until next time, you keep being you and know that we are in this together. See you here next week.